today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I say, hey, where are our vouchers? And they say, oh, we only got meal vouchers. The guy said he couldn't give us hotel vouchers. I said,
what?
And you walked away from this line that we rotted in for another hour with that answer being okay. Why am I stuck with the Rob Ford's of my life in my
it's
life?
The,
why
did I think it's the way it goes. It's the
why?
Way it goes. There
why?
Is a men. The study reveals that when older mice are supplemented with a specific protein taken from the blood of younger mice, they live longer and exhibit more youthful characteristics. This is a major, major story. And on a lighter note, I would like Maddie and the other interns to stay late after the show today because I'm turning 60.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I suck.
I know you don't. You
because
don't
you're
suck.
Afraid to call me, and Pony's afraid to call me, and I didn't know that Oscar wasn't going to be here until 5 minutes before the show started. So I'm, it's where we are. So it's another day with you. So let's rock and roll. Let's have another fantastic time, shall
you make
we?
It sound so fun. Another day with me. I'll make this fun. This is fun.
No, I didn't know because we, in a world of the Mike O'Mara Show now, where everyone communicates via text message.
Right.
If you are not paying attention, you can miss a series of texts, as I did. And I thought a while ago we had a problem with this, with text messages, and we thought we would call. But I did get a call. I got a call at 7:45 last night, and Oscar is not here because his plane was canceled.
Right.
We might as well call him. Let's call him on the show.
All right. Can you call him, Pony? Do you have his number?
God damn it. And I found out 10 minutes ago. Carla has a phone, too. Just for everybody that might want to be aware of that, she has a phone, a backup phone
right.
that she lives with. It's in her vagine. She carries
her
everywhere.
That's not
true. I do not, when I'm done with this, especially late in the day, my phone sometimes goes other places.
Right.
So I had no idea that everything, and I literally have, the communication here is just, we're communicators, but we don't communicate.
Calling Oscar in Houston.
And why should he answer the phone?
He's not good on.
Because I just told you that we're not going to have him. Hello, Oscar.
Hello.
All right, I didn't have my phone, so I didn't, and no one called me other than you, and so Carla has a phone too, but I didn't know you weren't going to be here until like 10 minutes ago.
Well, Mike, I figured that, on my end, I shouldn't probably call 10 times to let you know that I have bad news, so.
Well, you know what? And God forbid anybody else try to get in touch with me. Why would that happen?
I'm sorry.
Why would it happen with Tweedledee and Tweedle non-communicate? The boys that are terrified to communicate anything negative to me, why would I get a call? But I am just stunned that you are not here and that you've been gone. You've been gone for a month, Oscar, for one business trip for Podcast Village.
It's disappointing to me as well, as I said in my text. The last thing I ever want to do is miss a show.
Well, what the hell happened? God damn it.
Okay. First, thank you for taking the call. As I was told earlier, we weren't going to take the call, but I'm here.
I didn't know. I just explain. This is me. This is the many moods of me. I look at Rob, and Rob's giving me that face.
What face?
That I swear to God, that.
I don't want to get in trouble either.
That's the face I get. Yeah. And I'm just so.
I understand, and I'm sorry for putting the guy in that position. This is the gist. You saw my text yesterday and afternoon when I was about to.
Well, I did this morning. Right? I did this morning. I put my phone down, and I did not look at my phone after, I guess I had it on silent, and it was just.
I really thought you were mad at me.
I said, no answer from
Boss Man. He's like, maybe he's sleeping. I said, there's no way he's sleeping. It's 8:00 there.
No, I was up till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night last night. I had a normal evening. I didn't have the old man schedule where I go to bed at 8:30. I didn't have that last night.
I told him.
I looked at the phone and I got it this morning. And this is nobody's fault but mine. I mean,
I'm still shocked.
Carla, and of course Carla, who loves to make the situation better,
yes,
as she's leaving the house a half an hour ago, she says to me, "I have a phone too." But I mean, that's interesting. But, you know, I didn't realize
this. I thought you were mad. I was like, oh, he's pissed. I understand.
No, I wouldn't. I would have been pissed yesterday, like, you know, pissed in, oh, God damn it. And then it would have been over. But I didn't realize this was going on. So what time were you scheduled to leave? I thought you were leaving like at mid-morning or something like that.
Mike, we woke up, the three of us woke up at 4:30 in the morning yesterday to leave College Station to make our ad results meeting at 9:00. Just in case there was traffic, right? So we have a great meeting at Ad Results. We get to the airport roughly 2 hours, maybe 3 hours early at that point.
Ad Results, for the listeners, just so I can explain, is a company that actually puts a lot of ads on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We've
got a great working relationship with them for the better part of a decade. And we always, Oscar was my idea. I said, well, when you're going down there for your... when you're meeting with the Bush family,
yes,
drop by. So that's good that happened. That's good. Yeah. I'm glad that happened.
Picked up nothing like picking up 80 tacos in the worst part of Houston and then driving across town to drop them off.
I bet your Uber smelled good.
Well, it was great.
Were they breakfast tacos?
Yeah, and Mike, when we walked in, I got a team member, Josue, who's from El Salvador. He said, "I've never been somewhere so authentic in the States." And I said, "Well, these are going to be fabulous." And they were. They were absolutely delicious.
Right. I'm just thinking for a second, if I worked in a company where in the morning they brought that, because people bring bagels, people bring donuts, but if somebody brought breakfast tacos, remember when we were in the game working for corporate America?
Oh, yeah.
And if you had, that would be wonderful. All right, so that's
well,
the morning.
Well, they requested breakfast tacos, and they also recommended two places. So they know what they like at Ad Results.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, I didn't know that. I would know that if people communicated with me, but I don't.
Bring them what they want, Mike.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, I want you here, but that, you know, we don't always get what we want, do we? All right. So you go to Ad Results. You have a 9 o'clock meeting, and then what time were you supposed to fly home?
Where our flight home was scheduled for 2:25.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there. We get on the flight. Everything seems to be okay. The only snafu before we had any sign of an issue was the pilot, because they had a bunch of storms, and we saw them. They were terrible. But there was the day before. In the Houston area. And they said that the pilot was running late, so we could board, but the pilot was getting off another plane to then fly us home to D.C. So we board on time, we're there, we taxi down the runway, and as we're waiting, they mentioned that we're third in line to take off, everything looks fine. And as we're waiting, it just takes longer and longer and longer. Then the captain comes on and says that they have an aircraft malfunction that they have to return back to the gate address.
Do you have any memory as to whether you were on a Boeing or an Airbus?
Oh, it was an old United plane. The flight that brought us to Houston, Mike, was brand new, had screens, had everything. This one had two people on each side, and it smelled. And I said, there's a problem here. They just dusted this guy off when I got on.
All right.
It was a little guy. And
what is a 2-2, Mike, when it's 2-2? You don't even see those much
anymore.
Well,
2-2 can be like a little Embraer, Embraer jet, which is a small. So a really small jet from Houston?
Yes. Because if you recall, well, you probably didn't make national news. All flights were canceled out of Houston the day before. So there was this big backlog. And I'm not kidding you. They pulled this guy out of retirement, this plane, it feels like, to send us home. So we get back on to the gate after roughly, I'd say, 2 hours on the plane, and they say, I've never heard this, does anybody need to get off? And I imagine there's nervous flyers, so, if you hear a mechanical issue that they're trying to fix, if you have time, you'd probably get off and say, okay, I'm going to go. Nobody gets off. Everyone's like, let's get the F home. And then we wait for another 45 minutes to an hour, and the captain goes on and says, there seems the malfunction is with a bad oil indicator on the plane. We're going to try to fix it. We're going to have you deplane, and then we'll fix this And then we'll get you back on the plane and get you home.
All that time you spent on the plane just waiting on the runway and probably over an hour, were you seated?
It was terrible.
Were you next to Rob Ford?
No. It was such a late booking that we were all scattered around the plane.
Oh, so someone else got lucky and got to sit next to Rob Ford.
Yeah, well, I imagine they did.
Okay.
I have a great Rob Ford story at the end of this tale, which will just really cap off the evening. and they just, it is the United, I think they should be investigated by Congress. Because at this point, there really is an issue. The idea that you could take off, let's say roughly 200 plus adults on a plane, and then say, just hang here until we figure it out, like you're on a nothing side of the road at a rest stop, is crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
And so they brought you back to the gate when they had the problem, but you were sitting on the plane at the gate, and then how long did you sit on the plane before they told you to get off the plane?
Probably another hour.
That's usually the tell. When they deplane, that's usually the tell that you're screwed.
Well, at that point, I'm looking for planes, other airlines that get me home, right? You got to stay ahead of the problem. I'm not going to be a sheep waiting for the worst thing to happen. And all these other planes, they weren't getting to D.C. They just weren't getting there on time, or they were going to get me through Atlanta and then get me into D.C. around noon, which wasn't going to work anyways. I need to get there for the show. And they said, do not rebook. We are going to take care of this. This looks promising. So the two people next to me, outside of the guys I was traveling with, were already kind of looking for different planes, and they found like one at 7:50 that leaves from 7:50 to Chicago. They give us a heads up. So as we're waiting, we're like, okay, if this goes south, because you always got to stay ahead of it, we're going to book the 7:50. We end up getting one ticket on the 7:50 that same evening, yesterday evening, which would get us back through Chicago to DCA at midnight. At least I made it home. I can do the show tomorrow. I've got other commitments. We're going to get it taken care of. As soon as they canceled the plane, everybody races to the United desk, right? Because at that point, you're like, how am I going to get home? I'm like, we've got this taken care of. We're good to go. We go as a courtesy to go confirm what we have taken care of at the United desk, and they say, oh, that 750 plane you were on is now delayed. You're not going to make the Chicago connection. You're stuck. You have to leave tomorrow. Done deal. This all takes place around the 7 o'clock hour in the evening. I've been in Houston proper since 4:30, at the airport since roughly, I would say, 10:30 in the morning. So at this point, we're at like at the end of our rope, right? You can only be so polite. And you know, Mike, I don't know what hour point, maybe hour two or hour three, where you completely lose your shit. Excuse my language. But I was about to lose my ass with the guy at the counter. I was like, I know this isn't your fault, but you've got people here. Like, the guy in back of me had been at the airport for 22 hours. So I'm at 13 hours. I'm with these guys. And so I was like, just get us home, please. He's like, I can get you home tomorrow at 11:30, but we're going to take care of your hotel and meals. And this is where it gets great. I look at Rob and I look at Ford. I said, fine, I will go get our carry-on bags that were still with us this entire time, because that's just what happened.
Right.
And as we raced the United counter, we had them a little further away. I go back to get the bags, and I get a text from Rob. He goes, all right, they gave us our vouchers. We're gonna go. So I find the guy sitting with Rob in the food court, of all places, which is always great. And I say, hey, where are our vouchers? And they say, oh, we only got meal vouchers. The guy said he couldn't give us hotel vouchers. I said,
what?
And you walked away from this line that we rotted in for another hour with that answer being okay. Why am I stuck with the Rob Fords of my life? Why did I?
It's the way it goes. It's the way it goes. There is a men.
Why, God? What did I do?
Let me ask a question. This is very important. So when they made an announcement that you were going to get vouchers for a hotel, did they said that, right? They said that over a PA.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then when they got there, so what was Rob Ford's reason for saying, I want to sleep in the airport all night? What did they tell him at the counter?
He said, the guy said no, and then they just walked away. I said, and you didn't bitch back? You didn't say hello? No,
I told us
otherwise.
I want to be a dentist.
They Oh, my God. So let me just get this straight. Your flight now was your original flight is canceled. They you with the foresight get online and get a 750 flight that is going to be delayed. So now you're not going to make your connection. So now your other flight is irrelevant.
Right.
And the original flight that was canceled, they said they will give you they will get you out the next day and they will give you a hotel voucher. And you go to get the carry-on bags and leave Rofo to get the vouchers for the hotel. And Rofo walks up and they say, you can't have a hotel voucher. And he says, thank you very much. And goes back to the food court to get something to eat. Just waiting for you to come by and telling you that. Did you sleep in the airport last night?
He was excited about the. They gave him meal vouchers instead of the food vouchers. We were owed meal vouchers and food vouchers. I mean,
you were owed meal vouchers and a hotel voucher.
Yeah, and he got the meal voucher and he figured that was a win. I imagine.
Well,
he
blinded by the excitement of free food.
So did you sleep? Did you sleep at a hotel or did you sleep at the airport?
Even better.
Night?
What do you do, Mike? When something's messed up, you basically go full nuclear is
right.
What I did. I didn't even wait in line as I stomped back up to that counter. I went up through the side. A full, I would say, a slant route to the desk. I told the wonderful lady in front of me to hold on. I said, my guys just left here with no hotel voucher. What is your problem? This is not okay. And then I said, I have a text here from United saying, here's your hotel and here's your meal vouchers. Why the double, why no voucher, paper voucher? So he's like, oh, my God, they didn't show me that text. My apologies. Okay, let me confirm that these are good. So he goes through and he confirms that they're good, right? Because you have to be your own advocate. No one effing cares. They F you in the drive-thru all the time.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that
Rofo.
Text.
Including Rofo doesn't care.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
good enough for me. Good enough for me.
He's going to sleep on a hamburger, Mike.
Yeah.
we get it, and they're like, okay, and it says premium on the top right-hand corner.
Hey. That's great.
So premium hotel. I'm like, oh, we stay at a Marriott? May we be at a Hilton? What's going to happen? And we jump in the worst cab ever because there's no shuttle coming to get us. we're in the cab, and we give him the address. He goes, oh. And you know how someone shows concern in a cab? Most cabs show disdain. The cab drivers, when they show concern, there's a problem. And I say, is there a problem? He goes, Radisson? Oh. I've never really taken anybody there. They sent us to the armpit of Houston.
Oh, boy.
And a Radisson of which, when we showed up, they looked like they had never had guests before.
How far from the hotel? How far from the
airport? We are literally 22 minutes from the hotel. 22 minutes.
Well, that's
from
not
the
bad.
Airport?
With zero traffic.
You know, but that's not bad in Houston, because Houston is the biggest spread-out city ever.
Yeah, did he mean he's 22 minutes from the airport? Is that where you were?
Yeah, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, well, as people know, sometimes some of the best hotels are very close to the airport.
Yes.
Okay.
Along with peep shows and, and you can get a joint.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that's true.
Next to us is a medical lab where you not even like... Not even like where you go and see if you have like HPV or a drug test.
Right, right.
This is the type of lab that people go to donate. So there's a line of miscreants on the right hand side that I'm staring at now.
Did Rob Ford get in the line just based on a habit? Was he going to donate?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he's still sleeping, I imagine.
Okay.
Two, the other one in front of us is a four-leaf sign, a four-leaf sign, a four-leaf sign, a four-leaf sign, a four-leaf sign. Not the best neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood in transition, Oscar.
No, it looks like it's been left behind. There's no transitioning. It's been left behind.
Do you have a nonstop today?
Yes, we leave today at 11:50 Central Time from here home. Let me add one more thing. We get to the Radisson. This will go on my Yelp review, Mike. You know I love leaving Yelp reviews.
An accurate
one. We arrive, and after we go to the counter, there's two things happening. Either one, they're running a scam for tired travelers where you get there and they said, oh, your reservation is in the system. You have to pay, which is my number one hunch.
Hold on. Wait, you broke up a little bit there.
Okay.
So you got to the counter of the hotel and they said what?
They said that we don't have a paper travel voucher. Our digital travel voucher doesn't work. So we have to pay for the hotel.
I'd be out of my mind. I would be out of my mind. So you have to pay, and then you're going to get reimbursed. They're not on the hook. United's not on the hook. You're on the hook.
Exactly. And you've wasted all that time for a voucher that doesn't really work.
And but I think they're running a scam. I think they're running a scam where they get paid twice, because as I sat there and I completely went full Bolivian, and thank God that one of our editors has a sleeve of tattoos on his left hand.
Yes.
While he's a God fearing man, he looks like he could be part of MS-13. and I said, "Look at this man. Does he look happy?" And I'm not pointing at Rob. I'm pointing at my Latin friend with the sleeve of tattoos.
Right. Play.
And I said, there's going to be a big problem if we don't get this taken care of. Now, they don't know Josue is just a nice, sweet sheep.
Right.
He looks imposing when he's tired and has been in an airport for 13 hours, right?
Right.
So they said, hold on a second.
Hey, Oscar, when they first said it, how eager was Rob Ford to pay? Because I see that he would be right away. He goes, okay, here's my credit card.
Are there snacks?
I have a mini bar voucher.
Rob was sitting in the lounge as he saw me going. I imagine when mom or dad get mad, he walks away.
Right.
So I started getting mad. So they quickly changed the tune as I'm on with customer service on speaker. And they're like, oh, no, we're just going to give you the rooms. We'll take care of this later.
Yeah, which it should be because they've got the deal with United.
Right.
So Radisson has the deal with United. They're the voucher hotel. They're the ones that should do that. They're just trying to cover their own ass. And it sounds to me like a front desk clerk that should have known better.
Yeah, there's a problem. But what I thought was a little surreal is they never even took like a credit card for incidental. They just asked for our first names, and then they just gave us rooms.
That's how Radisson works. They don't even like last names. It's just Oscar is enough. We'll send the bill to Oscar, North Pole.
Let me ask you. So this is we're getting into nighttime now.
It was just 10 p.m. ish.
Okay, and I'm guessing no 24-hour room service in the hotel?
Oh, there's nothing. I went to the Continental Breakfast. No square eggs.
Oh.
They look some old pieces of toast. It was just, I literally, in front of me, guys, I have a Starbucks double shot I paid $4 for, and then three mini kind bars and a Gatorade. That is my life.
Yeah, that's a continental breakfast from a bad continent right there.
You know, Oh my God. And
I'm sorry, this show sucks.
Blissfully unaware. No, I was not mad. I just didn't know until I got here this morning, and then I got mad. But I didn't realize that until I saw that. And this is, I'll tell you, a lot of people are already warning me not to fly Spirit Airlines, but I'm just glad that I'm not connecting. Connecting is a sticky wicket, and your second flight you booked was a connector. But I'm glad it's a nonstop. And will United, besides putting you up in the hotel and rebooking you today, was there anything, are they doing anything for you? And I don't think they do.
Right? A consideration, Mike?
Okay, no, are they giving you a consideration for a future flight?
As I asked initially when we were getting rebooked with the gentleman, Juan, I said, look, is there a consideration for this? And he goes, sir, I'm not authorized to do it. I was like, well, can you at least bump us up to, and you got to shoot for the moon, Mike, anchor high.
Yeah, sure.
First class, probably enough space. Most people left today, I imagine, that are important. And he said, well, let me see. And then as he's hesitating, Rob Ford shoots in, what about Economy Plus?
Jesus, Rob!
Oh, God, shut up. If he hasn't given me an answer on first class, I want to strangle him and I'm not even there.
If you can't do first class, can I get extra peanuts?
So did they do anything for you?
No, the guy literally at that point looked at Rob and was like, I can't do anything, fellas, sorry. I was like, oh,
wow.
You know that quiet moment of hesitation, you're like, maybe something.
Yeah, it's kind of his discretion if you've got a relationship. And
meanwhile, you look over at Rob, and he might as well be barefoot with a checked shirt and a piece of wheat in his mouth.
Wow. All right. Well, here's what I was going to talk to you about this morning, and just give me, did we, and I don't want you to say anything until tomorrow on the show, because I want to hear all about it.
Right.
Was there contact with any of the biggies?
Yes, there was contact. Also, one of the most, important moments of my life this weekend. Also, not just moving, but you also get a better grasp of how what an honor this is to for us as a team to work on.
Oh, I see. That's what I was curious about. Oh, and what is the big thing that Chad's talking about with the boss man? What is that? I don't want to steal the thunder, but are you going somewhere? Is there something?
I'm not going anywhere. I think two things are happening in Chad's life. One great thing, it looks like possibly his father will make a first an appearance on Big O and Duke's Mobile. I'm not sure. That's not confirmed. I don't have any details.
Okay. All right.
Then two is poor Chad. And like, as I'm seeing his Twitter feed yesterday, as I'm riding in the airport, if you think someone's not having a worse day than I am, Chad is featured in Nova Magazine's Best Afternoon Show, right? Magazine.
Yeah.
And the online profile that they have on shows, but really talks about his accolades, and he's been named Best Afternoon Show for some time, so they know him. And they put a picture of Elliot in the Morning underneath him, his bio and his picture on the site.
Oh no!
All right, okay, okay, I get it. That's what the boss man is not Chris Kennard.
It's two different.
Okay.
Two
plot arcs.
I understand. That's fantastic. All right. Well, safe travels today. Hopefully United won't screw you today. And I was not mad last night. I just put it down and never got to it. And, well, let's be honest. I may have been drinking last night, too. I may have been drinking a Raging Lobster, which, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, is Luxardo liqueur, cherry liqueur. It is Jameson's Irish whiskey and Maine ginger brew, Maine root ginger brew with a little bit of lime and muddled mint and Luxardo cherries.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. It's a calorie bomb that gets you drunk. So that's what may have been going on with the neighbors. Safe travels, Oscar.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes. That's Oscar Santana, ladies and gentlemen, and United Airlines, and isn't flying fun. Sorry I didn't get that. I didn't get any of that information. You didn't know what to expect when you came in today, because you knew. Did you know that I had not responded to Oscar at all?
No, I assumed that you knew, because it's not like a time shift. This is not a game changer. We're going to come in and do the show anyway. So yeah, I assumed you saw it and didn't reply.
You know, it's the little side thing on the phone that you turn on and the silencer. The silencer. And it's been problematic for me. There are two things about the iPhone. It never seems to be silent when you want it to be silent, and it always seems to be silent when you want it to be on.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I was taking my phone from the front of the car to the back, and it butt dialed my wife in front of me with nothing pressed. I watched
you
it.
You just
butt
watched it happen?
Wife. I watched it happen. The iPhone X.
Haunted.
X stands for suck. But anyway, the whole gang will be reunited tomorrow. And I guess that means we can start the show. And when we come back, I'll tell you how I believe I may already have malaria.
No.
We'll start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shiny. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it. Why don't you want to talk about it?
I'm not supposed to.
Who says you ain't supposed to?
Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony is the little boy that loves my mom.
Is Tony the one that tells you things?
Yes.
Has Tony ever told you anything about this place? About the Overlook Hotel?
Darling, are you scared of this place?
No. Scared of nothing here. It's just that, you know, some places are like people. Some shine and some don't. I guess you could say the Overlook Hotel here has something about it that's like shining.
What about room 237?
Room 237?
You're scared of room 237, ain't you?
No, I ain't.
Mr. Allen, What is in room 237?
Nothing. There ain't nothing in room 237. But you ain't got no business going in there anyway. So stay out. You understand? Stay out.
Larry, just between you and me, we got a very serious problem with the people who are taking care of the place. They turned out to be completely unreliable assholes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Reasonably sure I got this camera from the Overlook Hotel today.
It's Mike,
I'm trying to wrestle with.
Aren't you in room 237 for today's show?
Angles, that's what it's all about. It's having a map. I think to get the right angles of this camera, you need a math sense, and I don't possess one. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And if you're a long-timer, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Schenectady, New York, to Walkersville, Maryland, from Moxie, Washington, to Tatitlik,
yep, home of the Overlook Hotel.
To Titlick, Alaska.
That's right.
From Sherburn Hill, County Durham, England, to Lumbashi in the Congo, Africa, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Ring. You know I love Ring.
Yes.
The Ring doorbell, the Ring floodlight cam. Ring is wonderful. Their mission is to make neighborhoods safer. They keep you connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there is a package delivery or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Florida while I'm in Maine. I check it 3 times a day. I get to check the weather with it.
Sure.
Just to see what's doing. It's a motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio, and it is wonderful. It is such a beautifully made product. You can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I am in love with it. Here's a pro tip. If you get the protection plan, which I did, all of your Ring video is saved forever, yep. And that equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. It has video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. We have a mailbag, and we might as well get right to it.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Then I'll tell you about the mosquitoes up here. Jesus Christ.
But you know, real quick, Mike, I have to tell you something that brings me great joy.
What's that?
We've done over 2,600 episodes, right? And that's a lot of show opens.
My God.
But when I pull out something we've never played before, like a Scatman Crothers monologue from The Shining, and yes, I watch you realize what I'm playing,
we were
and
talking
you smile,
about him yesterday. It's
it
hysterical.
Brings me great joy. I love
Hello,
to make
Danny.
These-
Danny, that's called Shining.
That's yes, conversations sweet. With my grandmother.
Bow-legged Scatman Crothers. Absolutely wonderful. And now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Here's our first letter in our mailbag. We didn't get to it last week, so I'm delighted to have it for you today.
It's a good one today.
Dear Mike, I hope that you are enjoying birthday season and an early happy birthday to you. Did you know that you are a member of the 49 Club?
Now, before you read on, do you have any idea what this is? Because this fascinated me.
Well, I know one thing, that What's as that? I approach this milestone birthday, I pray to be part of the 49 Club. Oh, no, I wish it was my 49th.
It has That's precious little to do with that.
Oh, all right. There were only 230 days that were... there were only 230 days that were...
That there were four...
Let me start again.
All right.
There were only 230 days that there were 49 U.S. states. And you were born on one of those days. Then Hawaii came along and ruined everyone. Everything.
What? You were born during the time that we only had 49 states in the Union. It was only 230 days, and you were born during that time.
I wonder, with supreme respect,
yeah,
the type of mind that has the time to think of that. And I know that excites you, but I just want
to... You know what I was thinking about?
Who
like,
the hell gives a rat's ass about that?
Think about when they were pulling up to the hospital.
And then name and address withheld.
Yeah, it was an anonymous submission. But think about your dad pulling up to the hospital to visit your mom when you were born. The flag in front of the hospital would only have 49 stars.
That makes me feel old.
No, it makes me...
So Hawaii came along, so we already had Alaska?
Yeah, Alaska is the 49th state, and then Hawaii came aboard.
Jeez, I feel like I was born in the 1800s, for Christ's sake.
Mike, but there were 49 states really, really committed when you were born. So that's good. That's most of them.
Name and address withheld. Here's a comment about Mike's Hulu and ad gripe, and the best thing I ever did was spring for the no commercials plan. I can't do it.
Why?
Can't do it on Hulu. When Hulu first introduced the no ad package, we kept the original plan, but noticed after a while that the amount of commercials had almost doubled, especially with the more popular network TV shows. And we had the same volume issues. I'm not an NBC guy, so I'm not going to do it. I don't like NBC that much. Mm-hmm. We had the same volume issues that Mike was complaining about. Do yourself a favor and spring. No, I'm not going to pay them more money because they're boning me with their ad volume. That's like extortion, isn't it?
And yeah, that's typical NBC stuff. You know what? Netflix is where it's at.
Well, but also with all the streaming services, if you go through Amazon Prime, you go through Netflix, you go through Hulu. Right now, Hulu has The Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
That's it. I'm not jumping on Hulu for a lot of other stuff. Yeah, they've got all the regurgitated NBC programming.
Right.
But I'm not. It's my
point.
Don't
you want to catch up on Superstore?
I don't want it. It doesn't. I don't value it enough. And by the way, there were articles written about this. If you go to Netflix and you go to Amazon Prime and you go to these streaming services, the vast majority of their movie content is crap.
Garbage.
Check the ratings on it. These are movies that never saw the light of day, that never did anything in the theaters. So, you know, in the case of Amazon Prime, you know, there are several good shows that are on there. In the case of Netflix, there are a lot of good shows that are on there. But it's still, when you really want to just do a search and sit back and go, nothing's on, and you want to do a deep dive into the movies on Netflix, go check it out.
Yeah.
You know, and go see how many times you can see, like, Balto 3, the animated feature. Anyway, thanks for the laughs and for everything else. I can't do it, Carrie, but I appreciate the tip, and I'm glad you're enjoying that.
I tell you what, though, Mike, if you like Adam Sandler... You've got lots to watch.
Oh, you'll never
Murder
grow tired.
Mystery is literally unwatchable.
Yes, and that's, you know, that's the kind of stuff
that's
they put
get.
On there, and they'll have it again. Mm. And by the way, HBO does the same exact thing.
Yep.
And the only thing is, if you subscribe to HBO, you'll check out their guide for most of the year and most of the day's programming.
Yeah.
They have a couple of great shows that are on. You get a Chernobyl and you get a Game of Thrones for 700,000 crappy movies that you don't want to watch. It's frustrating.
Deadpool 2 on 15 times a day and Deadpool 2 in Spanish.
But that is also the majority of content you get in the theaters. So I mean, it's just...
It's representative, yeah.
It's representative of what gets made. Hi, guys, and Maddie. I neglected to send in a letter in time for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. Their actual anniversary date was the end of February 2019. I feel bad, but what can you do? I'm an asshat for forgetting this and not sharing this achievement with you guys and Maddie. I love listening to you guys and Maddie discuss the topics of the day and always bring the funny along with Maddie.
That's right.
Oh, and happy anniversary to my folks 4 months late. Love you guys and Maddie.
Yes.
Bonus show subscriber Sean Odell. Maddie, I believe Sean likes you.
Sean has great taste.
Yeah.
There you go. Way to go, Sean. Next letter says, greetings. Just a few quick points. One, I'm looking forward to Friday night TMOS Live in November. Thank you. Number two, congrats to Julia on graduating.
Thank you.
And I must add, number three, whatever happened to 2019 being the year of Ponyboy? I remember a pretty deep Matt Bloom focus earlier in the year, but I haven't heard anything on it since. Keep doing a great job and bringing the funny, Megan in Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob, can you speak to that as to where what happened and why?
Yes, I will say this. What I say to all the interns when I interview the interns before they come on board, I say, you get out of this experience what you put into it.
There you go. No, nothing more needs to be said.
Isn't that right, Daniela? That's right. She nodded.
Is that an intern, Daniela?
Yeah, you met her last week. Remember?
Of course I did. I remember that.
The animation major from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yes. Yeah, we had her come in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Daniela. My sincere apologies. I forget everything. I'm old. Dear TMOS.
Back to the mailbag, Mike, if you needed a reminder.
Thank you. Dear, what? Dear TMOS, how do you take your hot dogs?
Oh, boy.
Served on a traditional hot dog roll, on a New England-style roll, or on a slice of bread? For me... Interesting. For me, sliced bread is the best, but doesn't get the respect it deserves, and I blame Big Bun. That's right. For your hot dogs, your sausages, and all of your tubular processed meat delicacies, a slice of bread is better than a bun. Here's why. This is a long letter.
It is. It was hard to get it on one piece of paper.
A traditional hot dog roll has a small bottom bun and a big top bun. Bad proportions. And if you butter and grill the roll, all of that griddled goodness gets buried inside the bun. A New England-style roll is an improvement because you butter and grill the outside of the roll, but as soon as you load the dog, the hinge breaks apart, making you a circus act, trying to balance a football between two plates.
Now, Mike, you're in Maine. Are you partial when you're in Maine to the so-named New England-style bun?
Well, on a lobster roll, I am. I like lobster rolls with that, but I don't eat hot dogs.
Which people should know is a hot dog bun that is sliced on the top instead of on the side.
It's like got a bread side to it. Grill it easier.
Mm-hmm.
One slice of bread will rescue you. Butter and grill side A only. I repeat, side A only. Serve the dog on side B, and now you'll see how superior this technology is. Number one. Side A rocks the griddled butter flavor and is on the outside, just like a grilled cheese or a panini. Number two, there's plenty of surface area on side B for mustard, relish, cheese, bacon, sauerkraut, any condiment. Number three, when picked up, the bread perfectly surrounds the dog for an even distribution of meat, bread, and condiments in every bite. And number four, the bread-to-dog ratio is ideal. Just enough bread to encapsulate the dog while allowing the meat to be the star. God. In the same way, the Reese's egg compared to a regular cup is a more perfect confection due to the ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
Disagree!
So for my hot dog money, go with bread, not buns. Bread... not buns.
Right.
Enjoy your summer, Mark from Vermont.
Where do you weigh in?
I like a dog on a bun.
I do too. A Martin's potato roll. Perfect.
I'm so sorry.
I associate Mark. A hot dog on a piece of bread like someone who didn't do the grocery shopping right.
Precisely.
And mm-hmm.
All I know is when I've done that in the past, there's like hot dog slicing involved.
Yes,
I agree. Put it on bread.
But, and also,
Mark, I don't mean to disappoint me. You obviously did your research.
That said, Mike, you can't discount his enthusiasm.
Yes, and Mark, stay tuned. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, I'll get to you with my new chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Oh,
which is not my recipe, but I succeeded. Wildly successful.
Wild.
Next letter says, "Hi guys, I just wanted to say thank you for always being there when I need you guys to make me laugh." Everything from the April Fool's child tattooing to Mike's sleepover with Dennis Murphy. Right on up to this very day, thank you. I just wanted to wish Mike an early happy birthday. Mine's on the 23rd. I'll be 45. We're birthday buddies. Yes, we are. Anyways, thanks again. Don Mead, Spokane, Washington. Next letter says, "Hi, guys. Sadly, I'm late on wishing my son Indy."
Indy! Indy!
Snakes.
Indy!
Very bad.
Very bad. Indy! I'm only into that because I've been watching it with my kid.
Hello,
except
Dr.
for the
Jones.
The Temple of Doom, which is the most violent when they rip the guy's heart out.
How does he do with the melting Nazis?
I don't think we've seen that one yet.
That's the first one. That's the first one.
Sadly, I'm late. I'm wishing my son Indy
a happy 13th birthday. It was on June 8th. I would also like to wish Mike a happy Big 6-0, and it's my 54th at the end of the month. I usually have Aunt Regina wish us a pretty good birthday, but I was hoping maybe Luke Bryan could greet us instead. My wife loves it when I do my impression of Rob doing Luke Bryan. Longtime listener and bonus show member, Todd Bear from Hagerstown, Maryland. Do you have a message for Todd?
Yeah, Luke? Hey Indy, this is Luke Bryan from the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I want to warn you, when you're going after the Ark of the Covenant, close your eyes when you open it, otherwise you're going to melt like a Nazi.
There you go. And Rob has worked me so hard on Luke Bryan that I've come to the dark side
good,
that he's on.
Good.
I actually don't like the guy either. Thank you very much. And our I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi-oh!
Thank you. May a diseased yak pour hot dog mustard on your sister's kneecap. Hi, Mike, Rob, Mario, Mr. Centaur, First Kid Masiello, and interns. I write to you today in honor of one of your youngest listeners, my wonderful daughter, Audrey. She's been an avid listener of the show since the day we brought her home. Your show really helped me throughout the first few months of being a new dad. Overtired and terrified, I was able to figure out what the hell I was doing while listening to your show with my little baby Bean. She'll be celebrating her first birthday on June 20th. I'm hoping you guys would be willing to do me a favor. I've basically been thinking about how to write this letter since before she was even born. My first thoughts were maybe requesting an impression like Jack Kent Cook or the Grease Man. But then I heard the Memorial Day bonus show and it hit me. Would you guys be able to talk up a record or two to wish this little fan a happy birthday? I've been a listener since I was 5 years old, and listening to you guys talk up records has been one of my favorite things in the world. I know she'll enjoy it just as much as I do. I'll hang up and listen. John Hartnett, and who is the kid? I'm trying
Audrey.
To remember what's her
name. Audrey is
Audrey.
The name.
All right, hold on. I don't even have my stuff yet.
Washington's best music on WAVA.
Hey, Audrey, hope you have a fantastic birthday. I know you're 1 year old and you're not going to be able to understand what's going on. Hell, you won't have a real legitimate memory till you're five. So some might say to Mr. Daddy John Hartnett, hey, John, she's a 1 year old. Seriously, what the hell's the point? There we go. Now we have to go to break. Thank you very much. Thank you for all those wonderful letters in. Oh, hey, who's this?
I'm Herb Alpert.
Oh, that's right. Herb Alpert. Very good. Everybody. Cappy Pfeiffer, Rob Spiewak, everybody on a big Herb Alpert kick right now.
He's the best,
yeah.
Man.
Wonderful. 950 years old and still playing the trumpet, baby. Yes, siree. Okay, little Audrey. Have a great first birthday. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll talk about Maine, the great state of Maine, ladies and gentlemen. And the mosquitoes as big as the 737 grounded Max. They're not grounded up here. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. And someday, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Oscar will make his way back from Houston, Texas. Having a little trouble getting out of that town. We'll be right back, everybody. Hope you are being kind to those people that matter to you, and be happy to make somebody else with a smile be your handshake. Herb Alpert to play the horn for you right now on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you call the Yak Shack, then you too can say,
Mike from Yuba, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Call 888-92 or more.
What?
Leave a Yak Shack call for Mike.
I'm sorry.
But I'm not sorry.
Is that a June Rhee?
Yes, it was a
is
brilliant...
Is that a June Rhee?
A brilliant a concept executed by listener Eric Quick, who took the old June Rhee jingle and turned it into a Yak Shack jingle, and it's marvelous.
Oh my God. I love the creativity. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. You will too. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. I love it. Carla loves it. Oscar loves it.
Yes.
Carla has never looked better. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you'll ever need. And we thank you. Welcome back to the show. Got time for a really super short break here, and right. I will tell you about my God. I know, Rob, you go down to the beach and see your dad all the time.
Right
and,
on.
The Skeeters. This has been one of the wettest late spring, early
ooh,
summers
murder
in Maine.
For bugs, then.
history, and they are up here. And I will tell you, last night, I think I was bitten 15 times. I have invested in this little $21 product called a Thermacell because people have recommended it. It is a butane lighter that goes inside this tube, mm-hmm. and then you put a little pad that's got the repellent stuff,
sure.
And it's supposed to give you a 15-foot radius of no buggy buggies. So I'll let you know when that comes in and where that works. They were so thick that it was like nothing. The aggression that these mosquitoes show,
right. mm-hmm.
You know. And by the way, outside of Jurassic Park, what is the real need for a mosquito? There is no need, right?
You're
there
right.
is no need for that. That insect is a useless insect.
Literally a pest.
It's a pest. It needs to be eradicated. They carry disease, and mm-hmm. I believe I've got malaria, West Nile virus, dengue fever. I've got all of it right now.
Are you showing after symptoms? Last night.
But the worst was I was down stacking wood. Yes, I do that manly activity.
This is sort of an ongoing wood. Activity, isn't it?
I was in my lumberjack outfit,
yes.
and I was stacking
Yo-ho.
Wood, and I sucked one of these, small Cessna-size mosquitoes into my lung. There's one thing if you suck a bug in it. A mosquito is a different thing, because you think of the disease, the nastiness that's there.
Well, think of the fact that he's probably got someone else's blood in him.
That's, God, I didn't need that.
Well, it's true, though.
Maybe not. They talk about, I did a deep dive on mosquito repellents, and what they're all about, and that there's certain traps that are designed to find the female. And what are they really, other than their little mini pterodactyls, right?
Yeah,
if you look at them, they're these little mini, but they're useless. And because there's standing water throughout the woods,
they
and
breed like crazy.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
How can
it's
you?
It's impossible.
And you know, if you need to tell the female from the male is prettier,
a much prettier mosquito. Much prettier mosquito. Yes. That's the one thing.
Look at the eyes.
You hear about the vacation land, right? You know, all the pretty woods of Maine. Well, the woods are filled with friggin' bugs. Disgusting, nasty, black flies, mosquitoes.
Oh, I hate the flies.
Everything. I just wish that, you know, I mean, we can put a bat on the moon.
That's true.
How come we can't eradicate mosquitoes?
Also, Mike, what about that common cold? Seems that one's been a problem, a bugaboo for a while.
If you would like to reach out to me and tell me that, because the Thermacell, whilst it had some positive reviews, they weren't all positive.
Do you wear it? Do you put it on a table?
No,
what do you
it
do?
Is, it's a tabletop thing. It looks like it looks like an Alexa, right? It looks like a little Alexa tube. It's that you put it up there. And oh, by the way, now that I've said that, everybody's going to be their things.
Well, what you should do is you should go outside to your deck and say, "Hey, Thermacell, get rid of the mosquitoes."
Yeah, I just, if you have a solution,
yeah,
let me know, because it is. I like sitting outside, like having a little fire. Don't like talking to the neighbors with 500 mosquitoes around my head. So we'll keep you posted. I'll let you know how that goes.
Where do you weigh in on the citronella candle?
They're pretty. They've worked for us in the past, and they taste great. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every Friday.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Hi.
Do you like bonuses?
Yep.
How about shows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about a bonus show?
Yes.
What?
I know.
What?
It's unreal.
What?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Yeah.
It's a thing,
all right.
And you can buy it.
Thank you.
So don't wait. Get it. Now.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's really him.
That promo repels mosquitoes.
It does. Yeah. He kind of looks like a mosquito.
Has the same dining habits.
I also have Zika.
Oh, that's the one I forgot. That's the one, Pony, I forgot. Zika virus.
That's a fun one.
That's the one.
You know, that's a great top 10 virus.
Yeah. By the way, am I stupid to think up here, you know, they don't have them as much as in the tropical climes? I could be wrong. I'll let you know. Yeah. If my right arm swells up tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Be sure to take your temperature after every show, Mike.
Yeah, rectally.
Of course.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. Now that warm weather is here and you'll be outside all the time, you need Liquid IV more than ever. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. I chugged Liquid IV yesterday And I didn't do it because I was exhausted from exercising. I didn't do it because I was dehydrated. I did it because I ate badly and I felt bad. And I asked Carla to get me a liquid IV. This is a true story. And because I ate badly at dinner, I'll talk about that in a second.
Yes.
Yes. It was more than one chocolate chip cookie that weighed me down. And I said, Carla, I don't know. I feel horrible after eating those chocolate chip cookies. Please get me a liquid IV. And it worked. Because it works for everything.
It does. It just makes you feel better.
Wellness brand. You can find it everywhere. A healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks, non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love it. You will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. Yes, on Father's Day. Did I mention this yesterday that there was one request I put in? I said, you know what? I have a specific homemade Toll House cookie that I like. And anybody that's ever made them this way, I like them better than the regular ones. There are a lot of people that make chocolate chip cookies. I said, I like them thin. There's this store-bought cookie you can get in the store called Tate's, and they're super thin, and they're really, really tasty. I like them thin, so I said, I'm going to look up thin, crispy Toll House cookie, and I found a recipe. Now, this is kind of the way I roll with recipes online. I don't mind the Food Network.
Right.
What I mind is when you find the stars on the Food Network, because the stars feel like they have to go make it their own and make it too fancy and add too many things. If you get a generic Food Network recipe, sometimes that comes from just an average person out there. And so I made it, and we cooked them, and they were an amazing hit, and they were super thin. And I also probably used less than half of the chocolate chips that are called for, because I don't like a chocolate chip cookie to be wall-to-wall chips.
I agree.
I don't care for that. I like it to have the cookie. And this thing came out absolutely perfectly, and I will tell you the secret to the thin. Would you like to know what the secret is to the thin chocolate chip cookie?
Yes,
the baker.
Of course.
You're the true baker.
I have a sneaking suspicion I could guess, but I'm curious. Let me know.
Butter. It is more butter.
Mm-hmm.
You put more butter. I always thought maybe it was more sugar, but this is, you know, I know you're the fruitcake guru.
Well, the fruitcake and the chocolate chip cookie are just different beasts. I mean, they're totally different.
Yes. And, you know, look, if we were doing the show in our backyard, or I was doing it up in Maine, our live show, I'd cook those thin chocolate chip cookies for all of our listeners. But, you know,
maybe stay tuned for Mike's Cookies Futures.
Maybe I'll buy chocolate chip cookies for everybody at the Saturday night show. Now, everybody that bought tickets for the Friday show is going, no,
Andy Kaufman did that. Did you know that? I think after he played a big New York, it might have been Carnegie Hall and it might have been Radio City. I don't know the venue. But while they were watching the show, he lined up buses outside and took everyone out for milk and cookies after his show.
Did he really? Well, there's no idea that's original.
Well, we weren't going to give milk because, you know, people dairy allergies and stuff like that.
No, but I'd like to do something nice, you know, maybe throw candy like at a parade. Who doesn't like a little candy?
You know, who was a big candy thrower? I remember Gallagher.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Well, now you've mentioned two comedians and you've completely... Well, you know what? I'm not going to do Dick at the second show.
No,
okay?
No. I'm not going to do anything.
Now that you've remembered everybody that's done everything with that photographic memory. No, Gallagher hit... I think he took a tennis racket.
Yes, I remember that.
He hit it into the audience. Did you go see Gallagher when he was here?
It seems to me I must have, because I remember that clearly.
I think I told the story that he actually started the show. He comes out. I'm so pathetic.
No, you're
not. I saw Gallagher at the State Theater, and Gallagher came out with a tennis racket, and I don't know what he was hitting into the audience, but I think it was like bubble gum or something like that.
It was pinballs.
You want to see what IQs are?
Yes.
Yeah, take a look at the first two rows of a Gallagher content.
Oh, yeah.
Where they put the little transparent raincoats on, and they're all like,
I don't care what
the material is. I'm going to wait for him to smash the watermelon. That's how he starts his show. I don't mind goosing the crowd for a live show.
I think it's great. I don't mind
handing them out something. I mean, what can I throw to the audience? How about unwrapped tacos?
Oh, I think that would be grand soft tacos.
And I'm sure that they would appreciate that at the Zappos Council Chambers Theater.
How about Mike? Also, since it's been so hot lately, could you throw hunks of flarp?
Has it been hot down where you are?
Oh, it's soup today. It's horrible.
Is it raining down there?
No, it's 88 and dead humid today. It's going to be miserable. So.
All right. Well, maybe I'll send out liquid IV packets or something like that.
That'd be good.
We'll give you something. Maybe a sponsor. We'll tie a sponsor into it. We are sorry. We have been racing through the
yes,
show.
We have.
We are up on another break. We will take a break when we come back. It is news you may not need right here on the Mike and Rob Show. Oscar has been fired. We'll be back. Thank you very much.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Las Vegas-style show. And now, it's not style, it's real. And now, an amazing feat of mentalism.
Yes!
Behold my power. If you are within the sound of my voice right now, clear your head. Focus on my words. Only on my words. Close your eyes. Exhale. Center yourself. Now reach in your pocket. Pocket that was empty. You're going to magically find a ticket for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Take a look.
What? Whoa!
Ta-da!
Wow!
Amazing, yes?
Yes!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on.
Quite a crowd.
If you didn't find a ticket, don't despair. Sometimes the trick doesn't work if you lack faith. Or a sense of humor. But never fear. You can still get a ticket for Saturday. That was a long way to go for that. For Saturday, November 16th. Hey, we're trying to be nice and new. 2019, November 16th. It's a Saturday. The TMOS crew at the Zappos corporate headquarters with a second amazing all-new show. Don't miss out. You will not get another opportunity, so buy now. Tickets on sale at MikeO'MaraShow.com or until they sell out. This will sell out. You need to be there. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular brought to you by Zappos. Be part of the magic.
News.
Mike. Gary Busey. Yes, yes, Rob Spiewak.
Maddie found a ticket in her pocket.
That's thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
She
thank
did.
You. Gary Busey.
Yes.
We anytime Gary Busey is in the news, he is going to be on this news you may not need.
Story. Yeah.
Gary Busey is God, in a manner of speaking. He is playing God in an off-Broadway musical called Only Human. It's about the time when Jesus and Lucifer realized they couldn't work together anymore due to creative differences. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in the Bible. Gary says, quote,
God is everything love is, and that love becomes the beginning of blessings and miracles. Playing the role of God is easy because I'm not acting. I'm just believing. You come see it and you'll believe it too. Gary Busey, Buseyisms.
You know who's brave is the guy who cast Gary Busey, thinking that he'll show up every night to do the show.
I would so be there. I'm going to tell my daughter to go see
it. Yeah, she's got to.
I'll buy her ticket and I'll let her go. The show opens in October at the Theater at St. Clemens in New York City. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if Gary's what, 120 now?
I think he's probably 70. Got to be at least 70.
Yeah, but he looks, it's a hard 70.
It's a very hard 70.
Fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt died yesterday after a battle with stomach cancer. She was 95. I watched the tribute that Anderson Cooper paid her on CNN. It was beautiful. He issued a statement saying she was, quote, an extraordinary woman who loved life and lived it on her own terms. She was a painter, a writer, and designer, but also a remarkable mother, wife, and friend. She was 95 years old, but ask anyone close to her and they'd tell you she was the youngest person they knew, the coolest and most modern. Gloria helped pioneer the designer jeans craze in the 1970s with her Gloria Vanderbilt jeans.
As a tribute, I'm wearing a pair of them today.
On one leg.
That's right.
She also branched out into other clothing, perfume, and home goods lines. And he did the nicest little tribute that got me all verklempt, because my mom was also 95 when she passed away. And it was really, really nice. And the cutest thing he put up there was they have the same giggle, that Anderson Cooper giggle. And I guess she was in a hospital bed. And he didn't realize until that moment when he got her laughing that she had the same giggle he had. Really, really sweet. And safe home, Gloria Vanderbilt. Rodney Dangerfield's classic 1986 comedy Back to School is coming to TV as a reality show.
Oh.
In the movie, you're not enthused? Not,
you know, well, I recently watched it, and what troubled me is the whole plot of the movie is the same thing that's getting Lori Loughlin sent to jail. He got into school by buying a building for Dean Martin. And so, I mean, that doesn't resound very well for me. And it just, it wasn't as funny as I remembered it. That's the problem.
No, it's not. It doesn't hold up. No. In the movie, as Rob mentioned, Rodney plays a self-made millionaire named Thornton Mellon.
Hey!
Who never went to college, when his son announces he's dropping out. And the son,
who badly did that casting?
Who did that casting?
And also a young Robert Downey Jr. in it. And
Like super drugged up Robert Downey Jr.
The thing that I had trouble with is when Rodney is funny, like when he's doing the Thornton Mellon commercial, he's funny. But then he goes into the boardroom and it has to be acting Rodney. And it's almost unbearable.
It doesn't hold
you need
up,
to
no.
let it depreciate and take it as a tax write-off. We'll do fine. What are you doing?
Thornton convinces him to stay by enrolling in the school. Melissa McCarthy did a takeoff on it with last year's Life of the Party.
Right.
I never watched that
one either. That was great.
Anyway, the Back to the School reality show sounds simple enough. Parents go to college with their kids, but of course all kinds of contrived awkwardness, tension, and hilarity will ensue. No word on when or where it will air or if it'll air. When you're looking for a job, pay attention to the small stuff. Here are four little things that can ruin your chances. Number one, not applying for the job properly in the first place, like emailing the wrong person, not using the online system they set up, that type of stuff. Number two, not being fun enough in your interview.
Huh.
It depends on the job, but in general, we like working with people we enjoy being around. So if you come off as rigid and boring, your chances go down. Now, I think you probably got to keep that in check and not go in and be Jerry Lewis or anything like that. But
I look forward to working with all of you gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do that. Yeah. Oh, and here it is. Number three, being too fun.
Okay.
Some people overdo it and act like they're talking to a friend instead of a potential boss.
Right.
So you want to be likable but also professional, not like you're hanging out at a bar with friends. You know, it's funny that these people are giving these tips. It's extraordinarily difficult to balance that, you know, to come in and not being fun. You want to be serious-minded, and it depends on the job. If you're going to work at NASA, you probably want to be a little less fun. It's if you're coming to work at a radio program, you want to be a little light.
A little more,
We like serious-minded people here, believe it or not.
Yeah, we love serious people that work at Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Here's the number four one that I think is good advice. The two and three are a little, subjective. Number four is still using an embarrassing email address. Hopefully you've ditched your SkaterBro69 address from college, but even just using the wrong email host can make you look bad. The sites like AOL, Excite, and Yahoo are seen as less professional. Took me a while to shake Yahoo, didn't it? Gmail is the new standard.
Yeah, and I've retained my original ancient Comcast address only because people have been contacting me there for 11 or 12 years. I don't want to lose it.
And you fear change.
And I do, but I have the Gmail address that forwards to it. So I'm still.
But truly, Comcast is what you like because you fear change.
No.
You don't like to change, right?
I like people to be able to contact me if they need me from 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah, you should, you know. I mean, the Gmail to me is the gold standard that everybody's using, but it also is the mauling of America in internet form. You know, we now only have one place where you really have everybody there, and everybody contacts each other on that.
Right.
And I don't know whether that, you know, somehow that just sticks in my craw that can't be good because they're controlling the world.
That's
if you look at it that way.
Jerks.
A bunch of scuba divers got together near Boca Raton, Florida, on Saturday and attempted to break the record for the largest underwater cleanup.
They will be in Boca.
I'm going to... Yeah, Rob thinks of Boca as Jewish businessmen. I'm going to be in Boca for the majority of the season. If you need to contact me,
we're
going
to have to postpone the meeting. I'm going to be in Boca.
I'm going to be at my home in Boca.
Okay, yes, of course.
They cleared trash from the ocean floor, and they all had to be in the water doing it at the same time to qualify. The previous record of 600... They need to clear something from my throat. The previous record of 614 divers was set in Egypt in 2015. I don't know why that makes me laugh. They just topped it. Someone from Guinness was there, and the final count was 633 divers, so they beat it by 19. We haven't seen an official total yet for how much trash they cleaned up, but they were right next to a pier and pulled out about 1,600 pounds of lead fishing weights alone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that's a cool place to do it. Do it by a pier where everybody is crapping up the water. That's really
cool.
And
if you want to go scuba diving, folks, remember, if you can't do Boca, head to Egypt.
Egypt.
Rich with waters.
Have you ever had the desire to get certified for scuba? Have you ever had any...
No, I've done snorkeling. Right. But the scuba, that's creepy to me. That's weird because when you go down that deep and you know if something goes wrong, you're genuinely screwed.
It's never appealed to me.
Yeah.
It's really never appealed to me. And even snorkeling, and I did it in February. I did some of the greatest Caribbean snorkeling
you've
ever
wanted
to do.
It's amazing if you get a good place, it's fun.
It still freaked me out a little because you think you're going to get eaten.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. I'm sorry, I'm a child of Jaws.
That's fine.
That's why when I'm in the water, it freaks me out. And now a little something, something. New research from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis is offering a novel hypothesis to possibly explain the long-standing idea that transfusions of young blood can help reverse the effects of aging. This is a huge medical story.
Hmm.
The study reveals that when older mice are supplemented with a specific protein taken from the blood of younger mice, they live longer and exhibit more youthful characteristics. This is a major, major story. And on a lighter note, I would like Maddie and the other interns to stay late after the show today because I'm turning 60. Make sure they're wearing short sleeve shirts tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Mike, I think you forgot to mute your microphone during that spot.
It was some interference.
A CB interference.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. So, I was sitting around with intern Johnny. He's great. You know, relaxing, perusing the online bios of the new Big Brother contestants, the popular reality show on the Columbia Broadcasting System. For instance, there is Isabella Wang, the 22-year-old public health analyst with an edge.
Yes!
Or truck driver Sam Smith from West Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. He smiles a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's Annalise Talavera, a self-proclaimed badass with a good ass. Yeah, isn't that terrific? She can really turn a phrase. With clever wordplay like that, she can't help but win, my opinion. You can be a winner, too, if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Plus, there are no hidden cameras when you listen. You realize I'll read anything you write.
I love it.
I will read anything you write. And maybe that's the rule. You can sabotage me if you wish. I now commit to Rob Spiewak. On the bonus show package promos, I will read anything you write. I will interpret it, of course.
Yes, of course.
But I will read anything you write, just like a good actor. No hidden cameras when you listen to the TMOS bonus show. Dude, it's chill. Just relax and enjoy. Dude, it's chill. Something I would never say. The bonus show is an extra TMOS every week. Click the banner on our website. You'll get access to all the bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. So please buy our thing, the TMOS bonus show, brought to you by The Bold and the Beautiful. weekdays on CBS. Open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
We were writing that yesterday, and I said, Pony, I'm going to start selling sponsorships to the bonus copy. He says, great idea.
Great idea, and I will read it. If you write it, I will read it, and I will not pre-read it.
Awesome.
I will never, ever pre-read it.
O.J. Simpson, we had the story. He's on Twitter, and you would think with a checkered past like O.J., you'd probably keep a low profile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Not so. He announced on Twitter yesterday a live video. He is not Khloe Kardashian's father.
But never, and I want to stress, never.
By the way, he sounds good. He's been hanging with Billy Riley.
What is it? Wow. Okay. Rough little life for O.J.
Here's O.J. Mm-hmm.
But never. And I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually. And I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
So, was this a thing? Did people think that he was?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. A lot of the Kardashians, they're thinking, were fathered by OJ.
Okay.
You know, you don't know. You know, I mean, it's like, that's been around for years and years.
Well, he says
years,
it's not true.
That's interesting. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I'm listening. That's interesting to hear Juice say that.
It really is.
Hey, Juice, how are you? Welcome. Glad to have you out.
A big star, good-looking guy, Kevin Costner. Most of the times they would do something that make you think, oh, he must be a jerk. He's been around so long. Kevin Costner has never done anything to my eyes that makes me think he's a jerk, and he just did something that made me like him even more. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he did not like the way one of Dan Patrick's sidekicks phrased a question. This is live on television. He let him know.
But I was wondering, when you're getting pitched Field of Dreams, when they're pitching you, you're at your peak of stardom. Do you ever think, this could be really silly?
What, do you think I peaked? What are you talking about?
No, but like you were...
No, we can't do that.
Live F-bomb right there.
Oh, you can't say that, and you can't say that, Kevin.
Did you see what he said to me?
He said you peaked.
Yeah, you said you peaked.
That's funny.
You misquoted me.
It was so genuine.
Start that again. I want to hear that one again.
But I was wondering, when you're getting pitched Field of Dreams, when they're pitching you, you're at your peak of stardom, do you ever think, this could be really silly?
What, do you think I peaked? What are you talking about?
No, but like you were...
We can't do that. Paulie, you can't say that, and you can't say that.
So genuine, and how many times have we been there? That's what it's like. So great.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Are you familiar? I know you don't follow the Cardinals, but there is a player on the St. Louis Cardinal, Matt Carpenter.
I know the name.
He did something yesterday.
He's a pitcher, isn't he?
He may be. He did something yesterday I've never seen before. He got a double on a bunt.
Okay. Could be a pitcher. He
pretty
could be
cool.
Batting, you know?
My goodness. Carpenter against the shift. Nobody there. Why not take two? It'll be the shortest double of his career standing up. Unbelievable. Why not bunt?
The entire team had shifted to the first baseline, and he just.
So I don't know who he is. Send me what position he plays. If he's not a pitcher, I will stand corrected. But I think that, and usually pitchers bunt, so maybe that happened. That's right. Yeah, they do the shift, and then he takes second base. Very, very cool.
It was fun to watch. Now, Mike. Here is the most main Guinness World Record I've ever found.
Okay.
A man broke the world record for the amount of blueberries he put in his mouth without damaging the blueberry. So this record involved putting blueberries in his mouth, then taking them out so you could see that they weren't busted or split or skinned
or
anything.
That's hysterical. That's hard to do.
It is, and the number will shock you.
Today I'm going for the Guinness World Record for the most blueberries stuffed in the mouth. Now, the previous record is held by Maxi Mouth out of India at 86.
86, he said?
Yeah, you can hear him gagging here.
I didn't swallow any.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's the one that'll count.
That one is crazy.
All right.
That was
scary. I was choking a little bit, but I wasn't going to swallow any.
Sounds like a mater.
So, 124 blueberries stuffed in my mouth. 22 more were in there, but they don't count because they got smushed. This was not a fun record, but I crushed the previous record of 86.
Yeah, feel good about yourself.
Very good. He sounds like a Mainer, too. He really does.
Did you see, Mike, the footage? It was a camera phone that a passenger had on the Bulgarian flight to Switzerland that hit the turbulence.
Oh, my God, where the flight attendant and the beverage cart hits the ceiling? Very scary.
10 people were injured with this, but listen to the audio.
That happens usually when a plane drops.
Not
Keep your seatbelt on, people.
All times, at all times. And sending our best to Oscar Santana and Rob Ford.
They'll be back tomorrow with stories from United Airlines, ladies and gentlemen.
Love it. Yes, looking forward right. to it. So if you're stuck in traffic, what's the best way to pass the time?
Well, I mean, I like to listen to music, but I think that if I really want to have a conversation with somebody, usually on speakerphone, I'll have a conversation. That's usually how I pass the time.
Not how they do it in Montana. In Montana, okay. There was a traffic jam, and a guy got out, started playing the bagpipes. It's so great.
So this is obviously traffic that's completely stopped.
I love it.
Yeah, it's gridlock traffic, and he's just out walking around playing his bagpipes. So I thought that
I can't believe, you know what the big story with that is that they actually had a traffic jam in Montana. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, they had to bring cars in from out of town.
Two-lane roads, though. That's the deal, yeah. Two-lane roads can really screw you. That's what does it.
There's one, I'll close with two tapes here. There is a YouTube channel that I follow that just tracks news bloopers from around the world, and they're normally horrible. But here two that I really like. This lady, you know what? Just prepare, please.
And this is really an inspirational story. And I mean, this woman is 77 years old. Her name is, oh my gosh, what is her name? Her name is, oh my gosh, what is her name?
Oh God.
I'm inspired. This next one, and I close with this, Mike, because on first listen, this might not strike you as a great news blooper, but as you analyze it, this might be my favorite one ever.
Wow.
We close with this.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Play that one again. I get it right away.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Oh, to be Michael when he gets thrown back to him. That's your Magic God. Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great Tuesday.
Oh, my God. That is it. Thank you. Oscar, safe travels back from Texas. Hope he makes it back today. And thank you, everybody, for continuing to support our bonus show. Tickets on sale for our live show in Las Vegas, Nevada. People still doing a great job with the yaks. We appreciate that. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll probably have some of your yaks tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for your continued support of all things TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye and ciao-ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Get me out of here!
I gotta say it, it's hard to get a read on you.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
The preceding program was not professional!